When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
There's nothing like the Proclaimers to get the party buzzing. Oh. There's nothing like the Proclaimers to get a party buzzing, and there's nothing like a presenter to actually put the wrong song on at the wrong time. I tell you, they shouldn't let me loose. The reason I put the first song on is because I'm going to be by the Proclaimers is because I feel like I'm travelling 500 miles a day at the moment. Last weekend, I was in Derby at the Oakwood Literature Festival, and it was an amazing, amazing festival. I have to say, it was really good fun. So it was great to see, great to be at it, but I've lost my words. I don't know what I'm doing today. Sorry. It's going to be one of these days, I can tell. I met today's guest, and today's guest is Dawn Brooks. Now, I met her, should I say, for the first time in real life, and jolly glad I was too, because not only is she a fantastic writer, but she's also a really, really nice person. And it was nice. So I invited her to come along today, and thankfully she was free and able to come. So Dawn Brooks is the author of the Rachel Prince Mysteries. This is a series combining a unique blend of murder, cruising and medicine with a touch of romance. So a bit different, really. We like things different here. We haven't had any cozy mystery yet, and this is what it is. Dawn has had a 39-year nursing pedigree and takes regular cruise holidays for research purposes. She brings these passions along with a Christian background and a love of clean crime to her writing. The surname of her protagonist is in honour of her childhood dog, Prince. Oh, we like a good dog story here on Mearns FM. And he used to put his head on her knee while she lost herself in books. She's the best-selling author of Hurry Up Nurse, Memoirs of Nurse Training in the 1970s, and Hurry Up Nurse 2, London Calling. Dawn worked as a hospital nurse, midwife, district nurse and community matron across a 39-year career. Before turning to her hand to writing as a living, she had multiple articles published in professional journals and co-edited a nurse textbook. She grew up in Leicester, later moved to London and Berkshire, but now lives in Derbyshire. She holds a bachelor degree with honours and a master's degree in education. Blimey, she's got a lot of things, has Dawn. Writing across genres, she also writes for children. Now, her first song that she's chosen is The Wonder of You by Elvis Presley. So let's see if we can get the right song this time, and then we'll come back with Dawn.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in heaven. The wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
Issue with a phone in at the minute, and poor Dawn can't get through to us, so it's not a problem. I'm going to play her next song, and we can wing it. Dawn and I are absolute professionals. We can wing everything. We're amazing. So if her next song, she's got cracking taste in music, I have to say, because that was a great song. And her next song is Someone Like You by Adele, so another fantastic song to listen to, and then we'll find out why she's chosen them.
You settle down, that you found thoughts, your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Since day, you know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
And I've got Dawn on the phone with me. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It was such a pleasure to have you. And you're so professional because you've just come into this, no trouble whatsoever, and you're talking to me with all those issues we've had to start with. So thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm glad you got through. I don't know what the issue was with the phone. I don't know. We'll blame BT. We can blame them for everything, can't we? Oh, no, we're not blaming BT. We don't slag anybody off on this show.
No, don't blame anyone. Well, probably the incompetent dialer, me.
Nah, you're fine. You're great. So, hey, you've chosen a couple of cracking songs there. So, first of all, why did you choose The Wonder of You by Elvis Presley?
Well, I was a lifelong Elvis Presley fan. well, until I was 17, obviously, when he died, but I've still been a lifelong Elvis Presley fan ever since.
Me too.
So, and that was one of my favourite songs as a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, I like it as well, I have to say. It's a very nice song. There's nothing like a bit of Elvis, is there, to get a party rocking, really. I'm surprised he didn't write a song about books, because he wrote songs about everything else, didn't he? He just got to the heart of the matter.
I'm not sure he wrote that many himself, actually.
Oh, didn't
I think
he?
I think most of the other people wrote them for him, so maybe books wasn't high on their agenda.
No, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. And now your second song, which should have been on a little bit later, but hey, it's Someone Like You by Adele. Why did you choose that one?
I love Adele. I love the sound of her voice. And yeah. It reminds me of an old flame.
Ooh, we like a bit of romance.
Not going to go into that live on air.
We don't get much romance here on Mearns FM, I have to say. They probably do on other shows, but not on Wendy's Book Buzz. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of crime writers.
Yes, so I hear.
Let's get on to your writing. Now, I'm really impressed, I have to say. You are so impressive because you write across everything between genres, for multiple age ranges. What a woman. You're like Superwoman, Dawn, aren't you, really? So what made you decide to go down that route to write in such a wide variety of genres and age ranges?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't an active decision at all. Basically, the first book I wrote was my memoir, the first memoir of nursing. What had happened is I'd been writing this book for 3 years while I was working.
Yeah.
And then I lost it because the computer crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I gave up on it. But then in 2016, I broke my foot.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Exactly, and I was confined to my house, couldn't drive. So I actually thought, I know what I can do. I was getting really frustrated because I'm quite an active person. But I'll get on with that book. And that's where the first one came in.
Yeah. And then you started, we're going to get into your mysteries and things soon. So you've got mysteries, you've got children's books. We're going to talk about all of them, but we're going to focus on your mysteries. But first of all, before we do that, I know we're having a lot of songs, but hey-ho, we like songs as well as talking about it, and I promise we'll get to the hub and the nitty-gritty of your books soon. So the one you've chosen is, I love Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colours by Dolly Parton. I love her. So why this
so
one?
I think it just reminds me a bit of my childhood, because my mum used to buy my clothes from a jumble sale.
Oh, gosh.
And I always felt that I was teased at school.
Oh.
Not badly, not like my mum was, because she was a lot poorer than we were. But it sort of brings back memories.
Yeah. Oh, well. I have to say that any of Dolly Parton's songs, most of them have a bit of pathos in them, don't you? You end up crying at the end. This isn't actually quite as bad as some of them.
Yeah.
At least nobody dies in this one. Right, we'll have Coat of Many Colours by Dolly Parton.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
The best music and chat 24 hours a day.
Thanks for choosing to listen to your local community radio station. Community radio is always not for profit, and our goal is to serve the interests and needs of our listeners right here. Advertising your business on community radio is affordable and effective. There's no wastage, and you know that your money is invested into the future of this station, ensuring that our volunteers can continue to broadcast to the local community. Find out more on our website or look for us on social media and get in touch to see how we can promote your business. Community Radio, we're all about here.
To inquire, call on 01569 766 406 or email sales@mernsfm.org.uk. With the radio, you're always on the front page.
Do you worry about getting to doctor, hospital or any other social care appointments? The Think Project, spelt with a C, can provide transport advice for attending your appointment. Please call Think on 01467 536 111 Monday to Friday 9am to 4pm. That is 01467 536 111.
From mountain to sea, the very best of Scotland is on Mearns FM.
This certainly is Mearns FM, and this is Wendy's Book Buzz, and it's Wendy H. Jones with special guest Dawn Brooks. And Dawn is a writer of cosy mysteries, amongst other things. So, Dawn, I'm going to ask you about cosy mysteries. Now, I have to say, for a long time, they were seen, I think, as being the poor relation of the crime genre, and yet they're gaining in popularity. Loads of people are reading them now. What is it about cosy mysteries that draws people to them, do you think?
Well, I think it's because it takes people back in time. Because if you think Agatha Christie and Miss Marple,
oh yeah,
in my book they are cosy mysteries. They're clean. They're a good, what I call a good clean murder, if there is such a thing.
A good clean murder, yeah, of course. Kill somebody nicely, you're fine.
So the thing about, and I think they're growing now because there's been a surge in the real graphic, violent, you know, people pushing the boundaries to get books as violent as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world has become a much more violent place at the moment. And
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Maybe people want a break from that, and they want to actually just, they still want the murder or the mystery.
Yeah.
It's more about the mystery and solving the mystery with the author and getting the clues and trying to guess who the villain is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I think maybe it's that, you know, they just want to get away from the over-violent and have something a little bit lighter, but still a murder mystery.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know we were on a panel at the weekend and we were talking about cosy mysteries and what the elements of a cosy mystery are. And one of them is a setting. Now, I have to say that in a lot of cosy mysteries, obviously in America, that's usually small town America or a small English village or a small Scottish village, you decided to just go off-piste completely with this one. No, it's nothing to do, nothing whatsoever to do with skiing. It's cruise ships. Why on earth a cruise ship?
Well, if you think about it, a cruise ship is like a mini village or a mini city,
yeah,
a mini town. They're huge. And, you know, they have about, at any one time, some of the larger ones can have between 8 to 9,000 people on board.
Wow.
If you include the crew.
Yeah.
Because obviously some of the big passenger ones take 4 to 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And the reason I was attracted to the cruise ship is because the population changes all the time.
Obviously, right.
The crew might remain the same, although there are some changes,
yeah,
in the crew. But the actual people on board change all the time. And if you think about it, not that I'm advocating this, it's an ideal place to commit murder.
Well, you know, I'll take your word for that. I've been on a few cruises and I didn't think about murdering people except in the pages of a book.
To be honest, neither would I. I just sit there, relax and enjoy the sunshine and all the different beautiful destinations.
Precisely.
But
if you did want to bump somebody off, hey. You know, you say that the fact that the population changes kind of makes it better for a cosy mystery. But in other ways, how do you get the feel of the usually with a cosy mystery, everybody knows everybody because you're in an enclosed village environment and everybody knows everybody. And that's part of it all. How do you recreate that using a cruise ship?
Right. Well, for me, my protagonist, she's a policewoman. She's an off-duty policewoman who goes on cruise holidays, and her best friend is a nurse who works on board the cruise ship.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So the repetition is about the crew. So we have the best friend, we have the chief security officer, who remains the same. We have the chief medical officer, because there's a lot of, you know, obviously the medical center have to get involved.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
either there's injury or murders. And they're the ones who remain the same, plus the protagonist, which is Rachel,
yeah,
Rachel Prince. And her first cruise holiday, she went on because she was getting over a broken heart.
Oh, heavens. I thought it was romantic. She's getting over a broken heart.
but she gets romance, doesn't she?
Oh, we're all right then. We're all right if she gets a romance.
Yeah. Later on.
Yeah. I want to develop character a bit more. I mean, she's a great character. She really is a good character. And I'm going to talk about one of your other characters a bit later on as well, because there's other characters that I love. And maybe not the ones you think, I have to say. But Rachel, as you say, she's an off-duty policewoman. She's gone on a cruise. She's gone on a bit of a holiday. But it's unusual in a cosy mystery to have the character, the main character, to be in the profession, so to speak. Because usually one of the tropes of a cosy mystery is it has to be somebody,
yeah,
that doesn't know what they're doing. And yet your,
yeah,
character does. What made you decide to make her a policewoman?
Well, when the first book came out, she was only just qualified. So basically a newly qualified policewoman has probably not investigated many murders.
Okay, yeah.
So in that sense, she doesn't know what she's doing. She obviously knows how to investigate things on,
yeah,
land, but in this scenario, I just wanted her to develop as a character on board a cruise ship and actually develop the skills, different set of skills than she has when she's a policewoman on land.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so it works. Because she's off duty.
Plus, she doesn't have any authority, does she? So it kind of riles up the security guards in it. Yeah. The head of security is in a bit of a bad mood because she keeps butting in.
Absolutely.
So you get that tension.
that's part of the cozy mystery genre, yeah.
You need the tension. There's always the main person's always giving it, why are you helping me? It's usually the police, I have to say.
So, yes.
Get out of my investigation.
Yeah, and that's how the chief security officer feels.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Sometimes he likes to involve her, and other times he tries to keep her at arm's length. He's in permanent conflict when she's around.
Yeah. Now, in your latest book, which I read, and it's excellent, that she's, I don't want to talk about this character too much as to what happened to her previously, but she's on board for various reasons with an elderly lady whose name I've completely forgotten.
Lady Snellthorpe.
That's it, Lady Snellthorpe.
Lady Marjorie Snellthorpe.
That's the lady, right. She's on board with Marjorie, and she's a bit of a... She's a companion, really, but Marjorie doesn't need much of a companion. But Marjorie decides she's going to investigate as well, so you've suddenly got Miss Marple on board and all.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's genius. What made you decide to do that?
Well, to be honest... as you alluded to, and I'm not going to go into too much detail.
No.
It appears in an earlier book.
Yeah.
And actually, I had quite a few reviewers who were rooting for her and have said afterwards, I do hope Lady Marjorie appears again.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Lady Marjorie was smashing, or, you know, we loved her, or etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, because Rachel is in her mid-20s, and Marjorie is in her mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
It's a great combination, and they become really firm friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Marjorie may pop in and out of these books.
But Marjorie's great. She's talking to these rock stars, you know, and it's like, oh, I'll just interview them, she says. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Okay. And the fact that she's so well-to-do and has all this money, and then there's all these really random people, you know, and she's just interviewing them. She's not even meant to be.
I know, she's very naughty. Actually, in book three, she is very naughty, and she's a real tease, and she really does bring some humour into it. And it is great to imagine, and her character is developing all the time.
Oh, she's brilliant. I love her. She's a great, great character. I'm going to move off from characters, but it might come back into it as well. How does your nursing background come into play in the books? Because really and truly, I'm not being funny, Dawn, okay? If it was making things easy for yourself, you'd set a cozy mystery in a hospital, wouldn't you? Because you've got 39, or in the community or something, with a community matron solving the crimes. You've made it difficult for yourself by taking yourself right out of the area you're used to and gone on a cruise ship. And... Why?
Watch this space, because that might happen in the future.
Oh, heavens. You're the only person I know that have got more ideas for books than me, Dawn.
Obviously, those things came into play. And when I was first thinking about writing a thriller stroke cozy mystery, I was originally going to have the nurse. Now, like you, I know you've been on the odd cruise, Wendy, and I love cruising.
Oh, I love cruising.
And actually, I thought it's a really great way to, or setting for a cozy mystery series. Obviously, I don't know how long it can continue. But originally, I was going to have the nurse as the protagonist. And then I thought, no, let's get out of your comfort zone.
Ah.
Have a nurse involved. But we'll have somebody else as the heroine, and also you do worry when you're a professional that you might get too technical if you go too much into your own sphere of expertise.
Yeah,
and then you might lose people along the way. So this way, I don't, because Rachel knows very little about nursing other than what Sarah tells her.
Yeah.
And so she has to ask questions and such like. But as you were saying about the rules of cozy mysteries, they have to have inside information. So Rachel needs to have access to information that wouldn't be available to her otherwise.
Yeah.
She didn't know a nurse on the cruise ship who is privy to information.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Hey, I love it anyway. All works together. Now, we're going to do something very slightly different than I normally do on my radio show. But hey, Dawn, you know what you're doing and you'll do it. The next song is called I Will Always Love You. And I'm going to ask you why you chose it. But I am also going to dedicate it to three people, okay?
Okay.
And you know their names, and I don't. I only know their first names, so I need your help. So first of all, why this song?
Okay. I Will Always Love You. It's actually written by Dolly Parton, who's
yeah,
my favourite
that's right, yeah.
of all time. But was made really famous by Whitney Houston.
That's right, yeah.
And obviously, it's really, Whitney was just a wonderful singer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This one is about the voice.
But Dolly sang it in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, one of my favourite movies of all times. Anyway,
yeah.
I think we should dedicate this to three people from round your way, because not only did they put me up, but they looked after me, and they helped you at the festival. So, first of all, we're going to dedicate it to Sue. What's her surname?
Sue Dundon.
Sue Dundon. Ruth?
Ruth Lonsdale.
Ruth Lonsdale. And my favourite nun of all time, Barbara?
Dundon.
Dundon. And they are all awesome people. And this is for you. It's from me. And I'm sure it's from Dawn as well. Is it from you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you for everything, guys, and enjoy the song I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Oh, we can't do anything because my mouse is frozen. Right, it's unfrozen now.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Your very own radio station is the Spick of the Mearns, 105 to 107 FM. This is Mearns FM.
Thanks for tuning in to your local community radio station. We're one of 250 similar stations across the UK, each one serving a specific area every day of the year. And when you advertise your business on community radio, you're talking to people round here. And your money stays round here too, helping us to continue broadcasting. Find out more through the radio station website and keep listening to hear more of what makes us unique. Community radio, we're all about here.
Did you know that the Kincardine and Mearns Citizens Advice Bureau is located in Cameron Street near the centre of Stonehaven, and we also run weekly outreach sessions one day a week at each of Inverbervie, Lawrencekirk and Portlethen. Now that Universal Credit is live in our area, we have introduced a universal support service with specialist advisors who can assist you with applying online for Universal Credit or keeping your journal up to date. The advisors can help you by phone, web chat or face to face, and we will help with IT skills for those who are not familiar with computers, smartphones or the internet. Please remember that our advice is free, confidential, independent and impartial.
The best music and chat 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where to begin,
there.
So
we've
start
got a song.
Saying,
we don't need the song. Hang
you.
On, let me get rid of it. Oh, I'm not having a good day today.
I refuse to neglect you.
Ghosties and ghoulies all over the place, Dawn. I think it's your fault. I think it must be something to do with
ghosts and ghouls.
It must be something to do with your cruise, I tell you. Anyway, it's nothing to do with your cruise. It's to do with the equipment it's not to do with the equipment. It's to do with the person that's actually sorting the equipment out, which is me. So it's me that's to blame, nobody else. I've just realised what else I've forgotten to do today. I'm glad you're a consummate professional, Dawn, because you're taking everything in your stride, and I forgot to say that your book was called Killer Cruise.
Thank you, yes.
They've all got Cruise in the title. What are they all called?
Okay, the first book is A Cruise to Murder.
Ooh, nice one.
Second one is Deadly Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is Killer Cruise.
Yep.
And the one I'm working on at the moment, which will be out in the summer, is Dying to Cruise, and that's about a bucket list tour.
Ooh, Dying to Cruise.
That's all I'm saying.
A bucket list. Listen, you know, you come up with the greatest titles. I love them. But as well as writing fabulous titles and fabulous cosy mysteries, and you've told us about your memoir books, about the nursing. Tell us a little bit about your children's books.
Okay, most of my children's books are for younger readers, so
yep.
Mostly sort of, well, 3 to 7, not all the books, but
yeah,
mostly some for 3 to 5 and 5 to 7.
Yeah,
yeah. So I've got a series called Ava and Oliver's Adventures, and Ava and Oliver are two young children who are best friends, although they're male and female, or boy and girl, should I say,
yeah.
Only about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And they have a little dog. Well, Oliver has a little dog.
Aww.
Called Buster. So the first one is called Ava and Oliver's Bonfire Night Adventure, and that sort of...
Yeah.
They do live in a village, Wendy, you'll be pleased to hear.
Well, we like villages.
Yes, and everybody gets to know each other in the village, so yeah. And then the second one in that series is called Ava and Oliver's Christmas Nativity Adventure.
Aww.
Where real animals come into the nativity place. So they're quite fun and quite sweet.
Yeah.
Then I've got another one for young children. These are picture books, by the way.
Yeah.
In fact, Ava and Oliver's series are probably more 5 to 7 rather than the 3 to 5. And then I've got one called Danny the Caterpillar.
Now, wasn't that written for someone?
No, that's Jerry. I'll come on to that one.
All right, okay.
No, Danny the Caterpillar is, well, it's for Susie who loves Nate. Oh, that's it, Susie.
Yes, poor Susie. Hello, Susie.
It was written for Susie who loves butterflies.
Yes.
Although she's 26 years old, 27 now, and a teacher, she still loves well, obviously she teaches primary school kids, so...
Wow.
So Danny the caterpillar is about the miracle of basically from caterpillar to chrysalis to butterfly.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
That's what that one's all about. And then I have another one, which is also written to somebody called Shona Dundon, Sue's youngest daughter, who's also 26. I think Susie's 28. I can't keep up.
Hey, it'll be
anyway,
fine.
This one's called Jerry the One-Eared Cat.
Aww.
And I wrote this because Shona is a really kind-hearted young person who absolutely loves animals, and she cannot bear to see animals in distress, and this cat was something like 18 years old in the RSPCA, and of course nobody wanted it.
Aww.
Because it was too old and it had only got one ear, so she adopted it. It was only expected to live for weeks or months, and it actually survived for at least a full year. Obviously the love and kindness. Anyway, so Jerry the one-eared cat was inspired by her adoption of this cat, and it's basically addresses bullying and diversity for young children.
Right. Oh, cool.
And it's been reviewed very well by parents and teachers.
Brilliant. Well, that is excellent. Now, we're running out of time, I'm afraid, so what I would like to ask you last is, where can my listeners find out more about you and your books?
Okay, I have a website, which is www.dawnbrookswithane.publishing.com.
DawnBrooksPublishing.com.
Yeah. I also have a Facebook page as an author.
Yeah.
Which is basically Facebook/DawnBrooks.
Yeah.
With an E.
Don't forget the E.
Because the amount of people who don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, obviously, all my books are available on Amazon and in all good bookshops, and they can be ordered from Waterstones and all the main high street stores.
Yeah. Well, you have been such a good guest, Dawn. You've put up with ghosties, ghoulies, all things happening with songs and happening with the phone, and you've done brilliantly. It's been so good to have you here. So thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure, Wendy. Thank you for having me, and thank your listeners for listening.
We like to have you here in Scotland, we have to say. We do like to have you here in Scotland. So, thank you once again, and we're going to finish with your final choice, which is Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Artists for Grenfell. Why did you choose that one?
Because the Grenfell tragedy was so awful, and people so quickly forget. And lots of these issues around these high-rise buildings haven't been addressed.
Yeah.
And I think we need to keep reminding people that actually this issue hasn't gone away yet.
No. Okay, well, thank you. And we'll finish with Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Artists for Grenfell.
Yeah. I don't know where to begin, so I'll start by saying I refuse to forget you. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to neglect you. That's for every lost soul up in Grenfell, even though I've never even met you. Cause that could have been my mum's house. Or that could have been my nephew. Now that could have been me up there. Waving my white plain tee up there. With my friends on the ground trying to see up there. I just hope that you rest and you're free up there. I can't feel your pain, but it's still where it is. Went to the block just to chill with the kids. Troubled waters come running past. I'ma be right there just to build you a bridge, yo.
And feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. I will lay me down like
troubled water.
I will lay me down.
So much pain in my heart. My community's moving me. Choose to gleam as we're facing the dark.
What a fantastic version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I absolutely love that version. And Dawn is so right. Not only is she right about that, but she's a fantastic writer. So don't hesitate to grab her books, which are really good. They're all got cruise in the title, and you'll get to go on a cruise vicariously. I read one of her, the first one, while I was actually on a cruise in the Caribbean. So that was quite nice. Reading a cruise book on a cruise, that's the way to go. So thank you very much, Dawn. You were amazing. Now, tomorrow, what's the news with me? Tomorrow, I continue my journey as I'm off to Milton Keynes. I'm going down there to speak at an Ingram Spark Christian Partners Day. And that's well worth coming along to if you're in the area, in Milton Keynes. Find out how you can get to the open day, because I'm going to be talking about marketing, and there's going to be somebody talking about digital media marketing. So well worth going to if you're an author. And also remember to grab a copy of my latest book, which came out this morning, Motivation Matters, Revolutionize Your Writing, One Creative Step at a Time. I love that subtitle, a very creative subtitle. But seriously, joking apart, it's 366 methods to revolutionize your writing every single day for a whole year, plus one for a leap year. So we haven't missed anything out. So what started Dawn and I on our journey? We dared to dream. We believed in ourselves, which is why I'm finishing with Dare to Dream or Always Believe. And I've completely forgotten who wrote it. So sorry, guys, but we're finishing with it anyway.